Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you guys doing today? I know there's so much going on in our nation. So many tragic situations have occurred, and I know that it's been very difficult for people to really focus on anything else but just want you to know that God is in control. He is moving on all of our behalf, from California to Houston, Texas, to all of Florida and Georgia. Our prayers are constantly with you all, and we know exactly that God is able to heal, deliver, and restore, and He can save. So we are just here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chats. Our hearts go out to you, but we are so confident in our Father that He has got you just in the palm of His hand. So just keep your head up, and I'm just so glad to have friends and family that are also in those areas that are being affected by any type of natural disasters. Just know that God is the creator of all things. I just want to just keep reminding you all of that. And I've run into a few people that were refugees from Florida, and they're actually starting to go back to their homes now. And, you know, they're very happy that it wasn't the way they predicted it. They're so glad that it's, you know, a few areas with flooding and that, you know, yes, the electricity is out, but thank God it was not the way they had predicted. And I'm coming into full agreement with that. And I give God all the glory for that alone. Today in DC, it is now cloudy and 69 degrees. It's gonna go to partly sunny today, a high 80. And also in Detroit, it's 69 degrees, mostly cloudy. It's gonna be cloudy all day, high 76. And Richmond, VA, hey Richmond, it is cloudy, 74 degrees. It's gonna be a high 84 degrees and sunny, crystal clear skies. Jacksonville, Florida, hey, 82 degrees. It's sunny right now. Praise God for that. Dry up some of that rain, some of that water. It is going to be partly sunny today. 88 degrees is your high. Dallas, Texas. Hey, Dallas. 76 degrees. Sunny right now. It's going to be high 91 degrees at 4 p.m. Okay. Well, listen, this is sounding like great weather now. We haven't heard of anything going on with Jose. We hope that Jose keeps his behind right on out there and that it will, you know, water down and just disappear. So that's what we're going to believe. I'm going to right now go ahead and give a word from our sponsor, which is Salon Dewan. She did my hair Monday, and I absolutely love it. I mean, with the working out and the sweating that I do, and it's very seldom that I actually get my hair done. I hardly ever do, because it just sweats right out. But I have something that I have to do this weekend, and so I took a break and rested my body from working out because I didn't want to sweat my hair out. Isn't that such a girl thing to do? But best believe on Monday, I will be right back at it. But at Salon Dewan, they have a VIP packages that are going on. $99 VIP sew-in. Glam Club, that's what it's called. Get one sew-in or one sew-in maintenance every month, okay? And you must commit to a 9-month contract every month. You will see, you will get a sew-in, a full sew-in, and or maintain your weave of your choice. $35 Natural Glam Club every month. You will get a shampoo, condition, and style, and you pay only $35 per month. $49 Natural Glam VIP package, and then you get two shampoo and styles or two blowouts per month for 9 months. Same rules apply. I want to tell you, the hair that she has is good. It doesn't matter if you got the kinky curly, natural curly, Brazilian wavy, straight, bone straight, oriental straight, black. You can get it any color, brown, natural brown. She can dye it blonde and any other color. They have a barber on site as well. And again, this place right here, I love her professionalism. And you can go on Salon Dewan info and check her out and go on the website. You can see the products that she has as well with natural hair, which is amazing. I use some of those products as well. The shampoo is good for the texture of the weaves that you get in. And her phone number, you can contact her up. Dawan is 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. And her salon is right in the DMV area, right in DC. So you don't want to miss the opportunity to get your hair taken care of. And you don't want to miss the opportunity to be a part of the VIP special and the pampering that Dawan gives at Salon Dawan. All right. Well, listen, I love sharing and the platform with so many people. And this is why this show is going to be super amazing today, because we have Thea Austin from Snap. She's going to be joining us. And you know her. Rhythm is a dancer. You can feel it everywhere. Oh, it's a passion. Well, she sings it a lot better than me, but that's the song, one of the hit songs that they had in the 90s. And I'm telling you, I saw her in VA with the I Love the 90s tour with TLC and Montel Jordan, Rob Bass, just to name a few, Kid and Play. They were all there and she tore it up. I'm telling you, the energy was like lightning and fire. So I had to have her on the show and I can't wait. We're calling this show today Women Explosion, okay? Because it's all about the girls doing their thing. And I also have celebrity comedian. I love her, Gina G. And I have an announcement to make about her. So she's going to be joining us. And you know my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, gonna be on with us in the house holding it down. Where is A-Train now? Well, you know he's not in Jacksonville, so he's been who knows where since they had to evacuate Jacksonville. But I did catch him in DC, but I don't know where he is. I checked on his timeline. I thought one point he was in New Orleans because he had an interview on it with some, I don't know what he's doing, where he's at. But anyway, him and his wife, Tracy Henderson, are safe and sound. And I can contest to that because I saw them. But we're going to be touching bases with him towards the end of the show and find out what's going on with him. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started right after these commercial messages. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
This is Patrick Petit and family from Petit's Famous Cheesecakes here in Oak Park in West Bloomfield, Michigan. We are wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year's. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Be blessed and be safe.
Hey, Doug, you're going to have to put that on towards Christmas. That's funny. But Jesus is the reason for every day. Yeah, we can hold that one on for the holidays, Doug. That's funny. But shout out to Petite's Cheesecake out in Oak Park, my high school buddies there. They're doing their thing. All right. And also with Dr. Steve Green, Love Leads. It is actually out right now. And I'm telling you, this is my mentor from Charisma Media. He's the executive publisher there. Amazing man. Love him. And I know that they're safe and sound out in Lake Mary, Florida. But anyway, this book is really good. It's going to help you to lead whatever group, whatever business you have. If you have a team of people, you got to learn to lead with love. That's how God does. And that's how Jesus did. He led with love. So you got to get this book, Charisma House Publishing Company, and you can get it anywhere books are sold. All right, without further ado, I got to bring my girl, celebrity comedian Gina G. What's going on, girl?
Hello. Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad to have you on. Listen, I got to give the people a little background. Introduced us. A-Train introduced us, through the air, and it was amazing. I felt your vibe and your energy and just your spirit is just so, uplifting and just, I just felt it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful spirit. And you kind of stood out to me all these times. I think it's been about, 8 months?
It has been. It's been about 8 months.
About 8 months. And I'm telling you, it's not a week that has gone by that you have not come into my spirit. And I just really knew that God was going to do something and connect us somehow in the industry, and I just didn't know how. And I just kind of sat and waited or whatever. Then it was like a blink, like a bing, I called her. And I said, okay. And I called, and then it just started, evolving from there and unraveling at that moment. And I just felt like God really wanted you to be a part of this show and that you had something to offer. And I just really am excited. I had been wanting like a skittish type of segment, a part of the show. And I just felt like you were the perfect person for that. And I've been watching you and I've been seeing you do little stuff. And I said, gosh, she's so funny. She's so good. And since women are coming up in the industry, not that they haven't always been, but it seems like now things are starting to shift more and all eyes are kind of on our women in comedy right now. How do you feel about that?
Well, I agree with you. I think the eclipse, I don't know what happened. The eclipse just set it off, honey. The eclipse just brought all the females out. It's been wonderful just to see so many, female comedians do their thing. You got Tiffany Haddish that oh my gosh, just broke records with, her movie coming out with Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett Smith. She just opened so many doors. So I'm ready to walk through them. I'm telling you, the Lord been talking to me too, so he must have heard my prayers. So my prayers got to you. He's like, look, Gina praying. So I'm going to need you to find something for Gina to do. That's how that worked out. That's how you knew what was going on. It took some time. Because when the Lord's still working on you, your prayers don't get there as fast. It took 8 months for my prayers to get to him to get back to you. So I am here now with Dr. Gina. It's two Ginas. It's going to be crazy. I don't know what they're going to do with two Ginas. I don't know.
I don't know either. I was talking to Joseph and, one of my managers, and he was like, oh, man, this is so good. I said, I know, it's great. Make sure you listen to it. So listen, this is the thing. I want to make an announcement right now. We're going to start her off today, okay? So she's going to be giving us a little something, and you already named it, right? You already, because
yes,
I told you
the
name.
Okay, you did tell me the name. You put pressure on me.
Don't say it yet. Okay. So she's going to be on starting today, and the next 2 weeks she'll be on again, and starting in October it's going to be every Wednesday she's going to be doing a five-minute segment called What?
What should I say? What should I say? Oh, what should I say? It's what she say, girl. They want to know what she said.
Right. Well, tell us what you're saying, girl. What's going on? Let's go ahead and get this started now.
Well, let's get it started. Let's get it started. What she say with your girl, Gina G? Now, we didn't have Hurricane Irma come through Florida. I am now a Florida resident. My mail comes. I got Florida tags. So I am a Floridian. But I don't bunker down like these Floridians. Honey, these folks went out and got all the food, all the water, and they stayed for Hurricane Irma. Now, me being originally from Cali, soon as I heard it was coming, I was gone. Look, honey, I said, wait a minute. What you say coming? Some wind, some water? No. So that means if we have anything like Houston, which we still praying for Houston, y'all. If we have anything like Houston, I'm going to be swimming next to alligators. And I ain't got time for that. I'm not the Crocodile Dundee. I don't feel that I should be swimming with these alligators. So I was gone. But while I was gone, honey, I found out that some folks was down there in Miami looting. Did you hear about it, Gina?
I did hear about it, Gina.
Girl, these fools is down there looting. Now, you would think that they would loot the grocery store because they hungry. You know, they need some extra supplies, maybe some Home Depot hardwood for their windows. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. These fools then went to Foot Locker and said, if I'm going to drown, I'm going to drown with some Jordans on my feet. Let me just let you know how I'm going to drown. And I'm going to drown with these brand new sevens on. Girl, they down there in Miami. They done looted the Foot Locker. They done looted the Foot Action. And what's so crazy to me is what I understand. Now, I'm not a thief, but I think I've watched enough Snapped and First 48 to know that you don't pull up to the crime scene in your car. These folks have pulled up in their car with the license plate showing. Ain't nobody got a mask on. They all out here. Some of them had their high school t-shirt on. We know what school you go to. You got your gym clothes on right now, filling all these shoes. We going to find you. We going to be at the school on Wednesday when they open, and we going to pick you up. But, you know, I don't understand, honey. I just don't get why in this time of desperate need that y'all felt the need to steal Jordan. This is what I understand. Now, honey, they have boxes, though, baby. Like, they didn't do like you did in the old day when you would go to the shoe store. You know what I'm saying? You would go in and you would take your old shoes off and, you know, you put them in a new shoe box and you put the new shoes on and then you walk out. You know, they didn't do it smooth like that. Girl, they stacking boxes all the way up so they can't see. Do you hear me? Rushing out with Adidas, Nike, Reeboks. I just don't understand, Regina. And no one ain't got no food. They still ain't got no powers. I'm just trying to figure out who's going to see your shoes in the dark. Just somebody please let me know. So they called them. They didn't call 25 people.
Did they even know what shoes they got the way they was running in and out of there grabbing stuff? I didn't
know
if they were kids' shoes, moccasins, flip-flops.
They didn't read that with the wrong size, mad that they got to go back to the store that they just stole it from and return them. That's what they were going to do. That's what they thought they was going to do. They thought they were going to come in this weekend like, so I got these nice on Wednesday when y'all was closed and flooded. And I need my money back because it's the wrong time. Come on, people. I'm going to need, and it's just us. I mean, this is what I don't understand. And you know, it's 2017. Our president is orange, you know, so it shouldn't be no color line. But I'm telling you, when I heard the news from the kitchen and they said it was a shoe store, I knew exactly who was in there stealing Jordans. I knew it. Why, Magina? Why
oh
we in the
God,
why?
That is
why
so
are we so
funny.
Worried about what? And see, black people, we so worried about what we got on that we trying to be fresh during the hurricane.
we trying
to get matching outfits for Hurricane Irma to come through here so we can be on Facebook and Instagram.
Right. How many faces all over there? So listen, how can everybody, Gina, catch up with you? What's your social media?
Oh, Lord. I mean, well, they can catch me. Don't catch me outside or at Foot Locker because I won't be there. But you can catch me on social media, okay, with my flip-flops on. You can catch me at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2, F-U-N-N-Y. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. You can email me with same one. And, you know, email me your shoe size. If anybody is out there that is looking for a pair of shoes that is just hard up right now and they need a pair of shoes to look clean, because Jose coming. Say Jose is headed this way, too. So if y'all trying to get fresh for Jose, y'all holler at me, DM me, and we will go up here together. And y'all, they should have just did Payless. I don't know why they know Foot Locker had good cameras. They know it. Oh, Lord. What she say, Miss Gina? What she say?
What she say? You can catch up in 2 more weeks, y'all. You got to stay tuned so you don't miss it. In 2 more weeks, she will be back on, and then you can catch Gina G every Wednesday at the same time. You don't want to miss it. You got to check her out. Listen, and for booking, too, they go right there, too, right?
Yes, if you want to book me, you can go there. Well, you go to my social. You can DM me. It's, you know, nobody is falling no more. So everybody is sliding DMs. So if you want to slide in my booking, please make sure you slide with a check amount as well. Please.
Okay, September 27th, she'll be back on again, and then we'll be having her back on October 4th, 11th, 18th, and the 25th, and so on and so forth. You don't want to miss what she's
God
saying.
Is good. What you saying to Gina?
All right, he's so good. All right, I loved it, Gina. Thank you so much. And listen, catch you back again on the 27th, girl.
All right, baby, I'll be there. You have a great one, y'all. And put the shoes on your feet.
Please do. All right, G.
Bye.
Bye. What she say? I love it. This is so good. Listen, we're getting ready to go right into shifting gears with my girl, Thea Austin from Snap. What's going on, Thea?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Gina.
Good morning. Hi. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's radio chat so early from where you are, I know, right?
It's a little bit early. It's 8:20. It's all good, you know. Time to rise and shine on the West Coast, East Coast, you know. What's up, beautiful woman?
Well, listen, I'm just super excited to have you here. I told everybody that I saw you in VA at the Wolf Trap with the I Love the 90s tour, and you just really ripped the stage, and just how you just tore it up and that you give great show. And I just had to have you on the show, so I'm glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you, Gina. Thank you, Dr. Gina. That was a wonderful venue. And the lineup of talent is amazing. And, you know, I'm fired up anyway, but I'm really fired up to be on tour with that group of people, you know, that pushes me even more to get out there and give everything that God has blessed me with, you know, go out there and inspire the people who love and music and, you know, go and excite the people. People need a lot of love these days. There's a lot going on, right?
Yes. Well, let's start at the beginning. I mean, how did it all start? I mean, we know about you being in a group, Snap. Were you always, is that where your first beginning started with the group, or were you solo before? How did your music career begin?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Gina, for the question. My music career actually began when I was 4 years old. My eldest sister, Montel, who we lovingly call Tub, she is a singer. And I just grew up with a lot of amazing music around me, from my sisters putting it around me to my parents and my aunties and uncles. But my sister really truly was a professional singer at the age of 16. My sister Montel was offered a record deal. So she was really truly my first inspiration. And I just started, you know, creating poems and things like that as a child. By the time I was 7, 8 years old, I was actually making money. I was with formed a group with my sister Stephanie, who we call Lulu, and a neighborhood friend Judy, and we had a group, and we entered a talent show, a high school talent show, and we were like basically 7, 8, 9 years old, and we placed in the show, and that somewhat validated what we had, and I just kept pushing it. And as far as, you know, my parents were concerned, as long as I focused on school and got good grades and respected the family, I was allowed to pursue that as my career since I was 7. So eventually I got in a lot of different bands, which I love and miss, and got into a lot of bands and sang a lot of songs and went to University of Pittsburgh and graduated there and eventually moved to L.A. where I eventually met the first singer from Snap, Penny Ford, and she introduced me to the German producers, and that's how I got connected with Snap. So as the world knows me, because of the success of Rhythm of the Dancer and the other songs from Snap, that's when, you know, more of you know, the world success came after that, Gina.
That's amazing. I mean, to be international, I mean, just to even be connected with someone from Germany and all of that. I mean, that's just amazing life, Thea. I mean, how can you encourage? How can you encourage? Because so many people try to put themselves in a box from what they know. I know R&B, or I know this type of country, or I know this genre of music. How would you encourage people to really open themselves up to the endless possibilities of being known worldwide, you know, and to be able to attract several audiences?
I love your question, Dr. Gina. I would say stay open to the creative process. Never limit oneself to the genre, because the gift is spiritual first. You know, the gift is is on the inside. It's unseen. It's felt first. And to go with one's intuition, to know and trust the gift. You know, trusting the gift is part of the process, and loving the gift and nurturing the gift, caring for the gift, which means keeping oneself healthy mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, keeping one's body, you know, in shape to be able to meet opportunity when it presents itself. And you know, with all respect to rhythm and blues, because that's the type of singer I am. I was born a soul singer, and you know, I did not foresee my future in high tempo dance music. I didn't see that as my future. I didn't have that vision for myself. The vision I had for myself was being in a position like a Mary J. Blige or Sade or Jill Scott or, you know, and that's the type of singer that I am. But when opportunity presented itself, I have to tell you, I had really hit rock bottom. I was a writer for a music magazine, and the magazine went belly up, bankrupt, and I was pushed to take an opportunity to survive. So I just went into survival mode and grinding it out. I literally had nothing but boot. I was out here in LA by myself. The boot got put in my car. I literally had a dollar to my name, literally, and had too much foolish pride to call back home and ask for favors. And I was just praying to God, like, God, please let me know when I wake up, you know, and make it very clear to me what I'm supposed to do. And when I woke up, it was at my heart to stay, you know, true to my soul and stay in pursuit of my career as a singer-songwriter. And an opportunity came to me, Dr. Gina, that to work with these brothers from England called Love and Laughter, and they had a deal with a label, I forget, might have been Sony, and they gave me an opportunity to come to the studio and sing, to work with a female group, to kind of coach and mentor a female group. And so they gave me an opportunity to sing, and they're like, okay, you can really do it. We want you to come back to the studio tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And I was so excited, because seriously, I was like down to nothing but my stripped to my soul and my spiritual self with God, you know, like, that, please guide me and protect me. I'm out here by myself, you know, and not sure what to do. And in all honesty, Dr. Gina, this story might not be for everybody, but just to let people know how things can transpire and develop, how, you know, God just got us in nanoseconds and can create the miraculous for us through the smallest of favors. And this story might not be for everybody, but this is my truth. I had some marijuana, and I had three sticks, and the person that I was traveling with, one was a guy that I had just met, and I had shared, you know, some smoke with them, and he's like, this is some great smoke. I don't want your contact. Yeah, sure. You know, it's called today. Then he said, hey, I got an idea. I know the former singer from Snap. Do you remember Snap? I said, of course, everybody remembers Snap. He said, then they're looking for a new singer. Would you be interested? And I said, yeah. So he called her. She said, I'm not helping them anymore, and hung up. And he said, hey, she likes to smoke you know, do you have any more? Would you like to, you know, let me call her and see. And he called her and he said, hey, you know, you want to smoke some herb? And she was like, yeah. And he said, it's not mine. And what my girl needs, like, she said, bring them over, right? So we went over. He put my demo on while I was giving her this stick, you know, to fire it. And she was like, to him, like, who's that? And he pointed to me. And she was like, oh, I'm not trying to be a bee or nothing, but I got a deal with you. And I said, no, I want that song. No problem. I'll give you the producer's information. Y'all work that out. And she was like, I just had an idea. Would you like to be the next singer of Snap? I was like,
are you
kidding me?
Just like that.
Yes. And she picked up the phone, called them, because our night is their day, called them. And they answered the phone and was like, Penny, what's up? She had the speaker. She's like, you look at me, Shia. I found your new singer. Listen to this. She played my demo, and they were like, super guy, which is like, dude, that's great. They're like, hey, we got your voice. Would you like to come to Germany and work with us? Definitely. You know, a couple months later, we flew over there a couple months later. The video happened months later, and I was struggling again. Waiting, you know, but months later, the following year is when Rhythm the Dancer dropped, and they dropped it on a white label because Snap had gotten a backlash, and so they inundated their record DJ pools around the world with this white label vinyl. The DJs are the one that are really truly the intelligence of the company to market it that way, because they knew that Snap was suffering a backlash. So they marketed it as a white label vinyl to the DJ record pools around the world. The DJs latched onto it, liked it, kept spinning it, and it caught on, and it caught on the radio, and they didn't really know who it was, and then it got revealed. So by that time, it was too late to, you know, to put the brakes on it, because, you know, the world had already caught on. So, you know,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and I also want to say this as well. I was 30 years old when it happened. So I also want to inspire whoever is listening to know that, you know, it's never too late. It really ain't over till it's over. Some people were looking at my career like, hey, you're just about to turn 30. If you didn't make it yet, you might as well hang up that hat, get married, have some babies, and get a jobby job. And, you know, had I been moved by that, that's really what I would have ended up doing. But I followed my soul's intuition. I followed my voice.
And that's exactly what you have to do. When God puts something in your spirit and it's burning, and that's your creativity, that's your destiny. You know, there's some people, there's some things called spirits called dream killers and dream snatchers. And a lot of times people don't really know that they're actually being used to do that, because they're only being used because their minds are limiting God's capability, their limitations on their capability. So it's easy for the enemy to access to those vessels to put doubt and try to steal your dreams from you by logic. And see, we know that the God that we serve is supernatural. He's supernatural, and he's a miracle worker. He's a creator of all things, and he's the author and the finisher, and he knows the designated time for the breakout. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell everybody, and I'm so glad that you are sharing your story, because there is someone out there that is waiting and saying, I'm getting older, time is going by. And without any dream stealers or dream catchers, it might be the lie that is just playing in their own subconscious. And so we want to encourage you that it's never too late until God, you know, says it's over. It's not over until he says it's over. And you have to continue to pursue. And this is why it's so important to have a relationship with him. I also wanted to tap into your story, also, Thea, that you had mentioned that it was through a struggle that you were able to get your blessing. And I love the key thing that you said. You said that you were developing yourself at that time, during that time, and getting your relationship with God and having your faith increase in him at that time. I'm paraphrasing your words, but that's what I got out of what you said during that season. And it's in that time, and before you knew it, because you were so faithful to what he had put in your spirit, and you were being led by the spirit, despite whatever, you know, I know, despite how he got there, despite, he knew how you were going to get there. So,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
God, he knew how to had it put forward.
He already knew how the meeting was gonna go. He already knew, and we're not pushing anything. Her story is her story, but you got your own story. You know, you might have another way that God will use something to get a connection, or use something to give you visibility. But you have to follow your own lane. And this is her story. But the meat and potatoes of it all is that it was through a struggle, and your main. Mm-hmm. You could have took the easy way out. You could have went home. You could have said, I'm gonna marry a rich man. You could have did a lot of things that women can't do. But you chose to remain and still have hope and faith that this thing was gonna turn around somehow, some way.
And for sure, my prayers to you, you know, through my spiritual faith as well with God, that was very, very special. And carrying me through the whole process, and now as well. And I got to drop one more thing on you before the interview's over, is that even when it came to arriving in Germany and working with these German producers, that they were pushing me on writing, and oh, it's good, but not so good. And eventually I asked them, could you please just leave me by myself? So I could be one with the music, you know? And I sat in the corner with the lights off, with the headphones on and the music blasting, and just went into deep prayer. Lord Jesus, help me. Bless my soul. Bless my mind. Open me up. Let me use me and give me something that the people can feel, because on my own, I'm writing a lot, but they're like, it's good, but it's not so good. Give me something else. Soon as I surrendered it to God in prayer, Gina, I swear, I'm getting goosebumps right now. Soon as I surrendered myself to God in prayer and asked God to give it to me, I heard the melody in my head. And then I heard the lyrics, and I kept trying to catch the lyrics, like, what is that? What does that mean? What is that saying? And that one simple verse went round and round, Gina. And people don't know about Rhythm as a Dancer, that it started, came out of prayer, out of prayer with God. In Christ for me. And it was a praise and worship. Rhythm is a Dancer. It's my soul's companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices. That's praise and worship. Free your mind.
Wow.
You can feel it in the air. Oh, it's a passion. You know, this song went round and round. World number one platinum. You know, I ended up singing this song in church, Gina. You know?
Wow.
The song.
That is amazing.
Up,
look at what God can do, y'all.
Definitely what God is doing, not to mention the fact that just a couple years ago, a young man from Chicago and his producers reinvented it, called Don't Tell Him, went platinum again, a rock group, the indie rock group, a couple years ago, recreated it, and it debuted at number two. So when God got his hand on something, someone...
It just keeps going. It's eternal. It's no end to it when God does it. And that's what I tell people. This is so powerful and so much confirmation for you listeners. I hope you're hearing Thea Austin tell it like it really is, because when he does it, it's eternal. It goes on and on and on. It blesses generations from one generation to another. Thea, please tell everybody, you're with the I Love the 90s tour. You got a few more dates left. Where are you going to be?
Yes, my next, the tour is going through Cincinnati, Ohio, and Cleveland, Ohio this coming week, Thursday and Friday. I'm not on those shows. I am on the last show, September 16th, in Chicago. And headlining that show, of course, is TLC. This particular tour with Universal Attractions is called I Love the 90s, The Party Continues. There's another one out there, I Love the 90s, with Salt and Pepper headlining, at times Naughty by Nature. It's going to go on and on. You know, it's an awesome, positive tour, and I hope that people can get out there and get involved, because you will be energized, as I and Dr. Jada are as well, you know.
Oh,
so
my God.
I've got a gift for you.
Yeah.
Oh, and Montel Jordan's on the tour. And Montel
Jordan
is a pastor.
Yep, Rob Bates
Check
is on
that
there.
Out. Montel Jordan, yeah, the pastor, and when he gets on stage and he's singing, he stops his show to let the audience know that he's a pastor, and the message that he gives people is beautiful. God loves you, and God misses you. There's nothing, yeah, that you have done that is too big for God, you know. God is waiting, yeah, for you, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So trust and believe that, y'all, you know.
Yeah, and Montel's supposed to be joining me next Wednesday, actually, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thea, please let everybody, yeah, know your social media. Before we go, I want them to know how they can connect you. Connect.
Thank
you,
Dr. Gina. My social media is Thea, T-H-E-A Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Thea Austin Official at Instagram, and Thea Austin at Facebook.com.
All right, Thea Austin. Y'all got to check her out. I love her. I so thank you and love you, sis. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You have blessed us with your story, your testimony, and on giving God all the glory. We love you
indeed.
Here. You know,
to, God be, to God be the glory all the time. I love you, Dr. Gina. You're awesome. The energy you put out there, the inspiration that you put out there, you know, the godly love, all of it, you know, God is present in your walk, and I want to thank you for seeing me. That's the God in you, the God in me, that we recognize each other. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless your show and all the great works that you are doing. I love you so, sister.
Don't hang up. Let Doug talk to you for a minute. I asked him to do, if you could do me a favor for me, okay? So he's going to talk to you real quick while we go to a commercial break. All right, and then right after the commercial break, we're going to go right to Alicia Brooks bringing us 5 minutes of branding you. All right? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Love you, Thea.
Love you too, Dr. Gina. God bless you, babe.
God bless you.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, peace, world. What's going on? It's the Love King, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Keep it locked right here. Love life.
Hey, Alicia Brooks, what's going on, girl?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're giving this show called The Women Explosion. It's all about the girls. A-Train will be joining us, but, you know, he's our brother. So, anyway, go ahead and tell us what we got coming for 5 minutes of branding you. What's going on?
Okay. So, today I want to talk about owning your brand and how does that look in the arena of everything you put out there into the world. And so when you own your brand, you have to look at monitoring it, because what you put out there and what people say about you, you're giving way to people saying whatever it is and you not looking at it and not knowing. So I want to give you some social media monitoring tips on how to stay on top of your brand. And what does that look like in terms of if you have customer complaints? Because that does send up red flags to other people when it comes to your brand and your business. So your customer complaints, you want to stay on top of that. You want to look at your online image. What are you putting out there? What people are saying about you? And then what conversations, either good or bad, are they talking about your brand as it relates to your value that you're putting out? So looking at feedback, there are some tools that you can use to monitor your brand. And first, you want to look at, number one, the keywords. What are the keywords that you use specifically to talk about your brand? So you use hashtags. Of course, we know what hashtags are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hashtags, looking at those keywords that you look at your brand to be, and then how other people are associating your brand with hashtags. So brainstorm some keywords that really look at your value, what you do, what you offer, and the space that you're in. And then you want to look at, there's a tool called Topsy, which looks at checking out all the keywords, the popular words, the influencers who are in your world, in your industry, the relatable tweets that are out there. And this gives you ideas on what's out there that you can speak on and have and put your spin on it that will bring your brand to relevancy in terms of how it connects with other companies or associations or other people. And so that one is a good one because you want to stay on top of what's going on in your industry and who's saying what. And if you are an influencer yourself, you want to make sure that your brand is leading the way and you're being seen as an expert, whether that's in Facebook groups, whether that is on LinkedIn, wherever you are in social media and where your clients are. And so then, two, you're looking at, there are a couple of them, Hootsuite. You have a Tweet Deck, and you have social mentions. I use all of these. So for Hootsuite, you know, we don't have time to always sit and come up with pictures and images for us to put our brands out there and words. So you can create, plan what you want to say. And so like for a theme, you can do for September, what would be a theme that you can actually speak on? And you can create, go ahead and create your brand to speak to that topic or that theme for the whole month. So creating your images, your words, your blogs, and all that can be in Hootsuite, where it actually goes across all social medias that you use, and you can monitor that as well. When it goes out, who said something, if someone direct messaged you, someone wants to know more information about it, you can have all that in one place. Now, if you're big on Twitter, of course, there's TweetDeck, which has the same features, but you want to be able to monitor what people are saying through hashtags as well. And then the other one I love, which is Social Mentions. This one is a more powerful tool because you actually get to measure the engagement of your brand in terms of sentiment, passion, reach, and the strength of what you're putting out there. Now, I always say, don't get so caught up in the numbers. Everyone wants to have all these followers and all these likes. That's not what it is all about. As long as you are putting information and content out there about your brand, you're being consistent, and you're reaching your audience, then that is the main thing. If people continue to get caught up in social media and measuring that in terms of likes and things, some people get discouraged. So you want to make sure that you're reaching the people you really, really want to reach. And those people are liking and following you. And they're getting engaged with you with conversation or with comments or whatever that is. But for a brand strategy on social media, you have to have monitoring in it, because you want to stay on top of mind, for one, but you want to stay on top of your brand, too, and owning it and not letting and allowing other people to own it for you and put it in a direction where you don't want to go. So building your brand is a true essence, but monitoring it is the key, too, because you have to have some ways of engaging with your brand and other people and clients and other companies. And so you have to stay on top of that.
Sounds good to me. I hope you guys are taking notes. Alicia Brooks, how can they reach you?
You can follow me on, of course, either by my name, Alicia Brooks, E-L-Y-S-H-I-A, or BrandiQU, which is B-R-A-N-D-N-I-Q-U. E-L-Y, and then Y-O-U, Brandy for you.
Brandnickly You. That's such a cute name. I love it. And it's powerful at the same time. All right. On social media, you can catch her. You can get all the information you need. Just reach out to her. All right, Alicia Brooks, and bring in 5 minutes of Brandon You. You know we got nothing but love for you at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, Train, where are you?
Dr. Gina, I'm up here in the DMV area still. Running
oh, you still in DMV? You don't want to go back.
Listen, I was just telling somebody last night, man. I was like, you know what? I love the whole vibe up in D.C. And, of course, you know, I've been up here several times, you know, before. But I don't know. This time, this weekend, man, I don't know. I just really vibe with it. I'm digging it. So shout out to everybody up in the DMV area, especially in the DC area. So I love it. I love it. What's going on?
Everything is going on. We had Gina G. It was a female explosion here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So you came nice. In to hold it down, you know, be the male figure of the house and hold it
right,
down
right.
At the end. But we had, we it was so good. Gina G, God put it in my heart. She's going to be doing a skit segment. Starting today, actually, was our first day called What You Say? And then, because, you know, the female comics are coming up, man. The females are busting in doors and stuff, and God just put it in my heart. And then we had Thea Austin. She's going to be joining us. She joined us today from Snap, and she gave her story, such a powerful testimony. And then, of course, Alicia Brooks with 5 minutes of Brandon You. But you're in DMV, so with the hurricane and everything, when do you think that you'll be going back to Florida?
We may be traveling back this weekend. So, because, you know, there's another storm out there.
Jose,
you know, Jose must be drunk, must be intoxicated because he keeps going. we don't know what's going on with that. But I may be back in town in Duval this weekend. So, because I got some things to get prepared for. I got some shows and stuff coming up next week, I believe it is. So, yeah.
Well, tell everybody what the shows are, and then I know you're still preparing for, you should be practicing your lines. You got this play that you're doing with Vivica Fox coming in December, so you got to get your lines down, Pat. Have you been rehearsing your lines, man?
Right. I've been doing that, been going over that. It's a really great script. I had a chance to, you know, look over that, and I'm excited about that play that's coming up. But also this month, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, September 28th, 29th, and September 30th, and October 1st. So, in other words, September 28th through the 1st of October, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville with D.L. Hughley. So we'll be down there slanging those jokes. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, October 20th, we got the A-Train Live, the experience coming up with Zaynab Johnson, all the way from Last Comic Standing, and All Deaf Comedy Live out there with Russell Simmons. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. So Jacksonville, I'm telling y'all, man, this show you definitely don't want to miss. Zaynab has rocked the stage at the A-Train Live experience before, and she was one of those comics that was brought back by popular demand. So they requested
her. That's awesome.
So she's going to be doing her thing again.
I got to interrupt you for 1 second because I want to know about the flooding, and it's a reason why I'm asking this. The flooding that's going on, is anybody's residence affected in that area? Because I know that the historical landmark that you guys have the A-Train experience at is actually in downtown Jacksonville, right?
Right. But they're a little bit inland. They don't directly fit on the water because what happened was the street and the territory near St. John's River mm-hmm. is what got flushed out because the river, you know, the banks overflowed, I think probably like about two blocks over, you know, on Bay Street and Water Street. So a lot of area got flooded out. And then, of course, over there in the San Marco Riverside area, you know, they experienced a lot of flooding as well.
So is there some residents that did have some flooding going on in there too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, because the reason why I'm asking is because we don't have a lot of time, A-Train. The reason why I'm asking that, and you can finish that, is because I want to reach out to the hearts of people, because I'm going to set an example for that. I'm going to actually purchase 2 tickets for someone that maybe you all can bless that may have been affected by some flooding. And I know it's not a lot. It doesn't have anything to do with rebuilding their homes or anything, but just to give them a night of laughter and fun on us, I want to be able to do that. And I wanted to reach out also to the listeners. If you're looking for something to do, I know everybody's been generous to Houston, and we don't really know the damage so far with Jacksonville and some of those areas. I want to say the least we can do, you know, if it's just saving you maybe one every 2 weeks of getting your nails done or getting that pedicure, because you know it's getting ready to get cold, y'all. You don't got to get your feet done every 2 weeks. Your toes ain't going to be showing all the time. I'm just throwing this out there that maybe this is something that we can do, especially because A-Train has been such a large part of the show, and this is something that he's doing, and he's from Jacksonville, and it would be so nice for us to represent this radio show by contributing maybe two more, you know, two pair of other tickets. I'm going to challenge you all to do that. I'm looking to buy a total of 6 tickets. I want to get 3 pairs of 2s. I'm looking for 2 more people that can contribute to that, and I'm going to be the first one to do that. So I just wanted to put that out there, A-Train, before we close out, but you can finish what you were saying.
Wow. Well, first of all, that's amazing. Thank you guys so much. That's awesome. That's love right there. And, you know, the people definitely are, like, going through some stuff, like, in this area. Because as we speak, there are homes in Jacksonville right now that still doesn't have any electricity. So, and this is like, you know, it's been what, 3 days since the storm or so, you know, three, four days. So, it got hit pretty hard, even as a category one.
Just want to tug on you all's hearts right there, because, you know, laughter goes a long way. And it's not only that, you know, it's not about, you know, A-Train, but he's from there too. I mean, he got family there that's affected. So even with sewing into the A-Train experience, even if you're not going to be there and you can't get the funny, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're not going to be in the house, you can actually donate and contribute to somebody else that really needs a good heart. Laugh right about now, and you can do that and represent Dr. Gina's radio chat with that. And how can they go ahead and do that, A-Train?
They can just contact area code 904-807-2010. Again, that's area code 904-807-2010. Just communicate that to the representatives that will be handling that line, and we'll go from there.
And how much are the tickets? How much are the tickets, just for anybody that more people might want to do it? How much are the tickets?
Right, I think the tickets, they range depending on where you want to see. I mean, they range from $24 to the $30 range. So it depends
on
where you want to.
That's not bad at all. That's a pedicure and a nail. That's a dinner, a steak dinner that these people probably ain't going to have because they ain't got no refrigerator because the electricity is off. So why don't y'all go on and sacrifice all of your, you know, your luxuries just one time. And I know that you're doing stuff for Houston, and I know it's so many things going on, but I just feel like this is something that will make somebody's day, just to be able to walk somewhere and sit down in a comfy seat amongst other people that's going through the same and have gone through the same thing, and they just have a day of laughter. I think that's a great thing to do. A-Train, how can they follow you on social media? I'm getting my tickets. I'm getting them. So you can bless whoever you want to bless with those. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And we'll definitely we'll sort it out. I sure will. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can follow me on Instagram at Do It Again and See What Happens. I also have a Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. And you can follow my show on Facebook under A-Train Live, The Experience. So we out here.
He out there. All right. Well, listen, A-Train, you know we got nothing but love for you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And listen, you guys, this is what it's all about, coming together, encouraging one another, helping one another, lifting each other up. I want you to continue to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny, no matter what is going on. I love you so much, and thank you for tuning in. Until next week, we love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole.